Well, good morning, everyone, and this is Pastor Mark Campbell with Morning Devotion, January the 29th. And he hath a name, and he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You know, yesterday we talked about that song, Jesus, Jesus, there's just something about that name. And yeah, hopefully you enjoyed my little puppy dog Reese and I as we sang that song. We had a nice little duet. And so I've thought about that song really for a couple of days. And I just couldn't get off my mind this text that I just read about Jesus coming again and him having that name on his thigh, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and thinking how that he is going to be King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And so as I thought about that, name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Why is that name so important to us? Well, as we look in our text, it's found in the book of Revelation. And in this, we see that Jesus is finally ascending to his throne, and he is fulfilling the purpose, really fulfilling the promise that God made to Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, and really to David, that one would sit upon his throne forever and ever. And we see just God fulfilling his promises. Now, we've been told for so long, and we've read the scriptures, that Jesus is going to be King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And we know from 2 Peter 3:4 that in the last days there'll be scoffers questioning where is the promise of his coming. And so they question that, you know, it's been too long. It's been so long. When's Jesus going to be the King of Kings? Or they may even question that he's coming. Many will wonder if he's going to come. Yet our text is to remind us that Jesus is coming again, that he is going to ascend to the throne. He will be King of Kings and Lord of Lords. This world will be in submission to Jesus, and he will rule this world with a rod of iron. He will be the King. And so, you know, in your Christian walk and you're fighting the good fight of faith and you're walking by faith, and sometimes it may seem like there's no benefit, or it seems like maybe the wicked are prospering. We can take heart and believe in this passage and just have our confidence build up that we know that Jesus is one day going to ascend to his throne. God will keep his promise to us through Christ Jesus. So, just recognize that Jesus is going to be King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And another thought that you find in this same chapter is found in Revelation chapter number 19 and verse number 11. And it mentions the name of Jesus also. And it says, I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. So I want you to think about that. That also puts me in mind of another song that Kimberly and I sing. My Redeemer is faithful and true. And you know what a confidence builder that can be for us, to recognize that the name of Jesus, not only is the name of Jesus King of Kings and Lord of Lords, but the name of Jesus is also faithful and true. The song says, my Redeemer is faithful and true. Everything he has said, he will do. And that's something that we can believe. We can believe because of who God is, that God cannot lie, and that God has made a promise, and that he's going to be faithful to those promises, and that every word of God is true. The song says, every morning his mercies are new. My Redeemer is faithful and true. Then it goes on to say, in every situation, he has proved his love to me. When I lack the understanding, he gives more grace to me. So in your Christian walk, never forget that God is faithful. He even tells us, if we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. That's found in 2 Timothy chapter number 2 and verse number 13. So even if there is times in your walk that your faith is weak, just believe and know that God is going to be faithful to you. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. So what are we learning today? What will help us on our spiritual journey? Well, first of all, we can recognize that Jesus will ascend to his throne. He will be King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Do not lose hope. No matter the situation, remember that God is faithful and true to his people. Don't lose hope. He's going to be King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and that God is faithful and true to you as his child. He's going to be faithful to you. So Lord, today I pray that you will build the confidence of your people as they patiently wait on your return. I thank you, Lord, that you have revealed to us how you will accomplish your purpose. Strengthen our faith, I pray, as we realize that you are Lord. Also, Lord, thank you for reminding us that you are faithful. Thank you for reminding us that you are true. May our knowledge of your name make us steadfast, unmovable, helping us to always abound in your work as your people, because you're King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and you are faithful and true. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. So claim the name of Jesus. Believe the name of Jesus. Believe that God is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and he's faithful and true. And let that build your faith today. That's all we have. Until tomorrow, Pastor Mark Campbell saying, God is faithful. Believe it. Walk in it. God be with you. Have a good day.